Let's check in the business news now. Here's Jill Steadman.
Thanks, Mary. Households could save over €13,000 a year by switching service providers and changing their spending habits. That's according to new figures from Irish personal finance company Money Sherpa. They show that despite inflation running at a 38-year high of 9.1%, consumers can save by shopping around. We can speak now to Mark Cohn, founder of Money Sherpa. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Jill.
We might start with energy. Figures published by the Central Statistics Office yesterday show that electricity prices were up 40% in July compared to the same month last year, while gas prices rose by over 56%. Is there any point in switching energy provider when every company is hiking prices?
Yeah, there still is. I mean, although energy prices are, as you say, on the rise, you can still get rates much cheaper than standard. So our research shows that the average household energy bill on standard rates right now is almost €3,000. But if you switch to the best rates, then you can cut that to around €2,300. So you're almost saving €600 a year. I mean, our research overall shows that the average household can save €13,000 a year by taking action in three areas. Changing where you buy your groceries and your mortgage and TV provider will save you over €5,000. Changing your habits in terms of ditching some your credit cards and claiming back all the tax relief that you're actually due will save you over €4,000. And the last one, just cutting down discretionary day-to-day spending on some of the kind of most expensive consumables, drinks, sandwiches, takeaway coffees, that kind of thing, that will save you over €5,000. So those savings, of course, are averages, and no two households are actually alike. So we have built a new calculator on our website, moneysherpa.ie, for people to actually go in, have a play, and see what they could actually save in their own household.
And switching mortgages as well, that's a big one. Who should be looking at switching at the moment, and how much could they potentially save?
Yeah, the biggest switching saving of all is, of course, mortgages. There are 175,000 people currently still on variable rates, and they would save over €2,000 a year. So that's, on the average term, that's over €30,000 across the total term by switching to the rates that are available today. So that's why switching is actually at a record high right now. But a lot of people don't realise that even if they're not on variable rates, even if they're on a tracker or a fixed rate, it may still be worth switching at this point. And that's because ECB rates are forecast to go over 2%. There are long-term rates available right now in and around 2%. So for the first time, it may even make sense for those people not on variable rates to consider switching.
You mentioned tax relief there. It's an area a lot of people forget about, but you could really be missing out on money owed to you, which could go some way towards back to school costs or just general living expenses.
Yeah, and the average tax reclaimed, I mean, this is perhaps the simplest one, just getting the money that's actually owed to you. Payment last year was almost €2,000. And that's really on a number of things. So there's kind of tax relief on couples, medical expenses are the big one, and there's also the working from home relief, which is obviously something a lot of us have been doing over the last 3 years. So just going through and getting what you're actually due makes an awful lot of sense.
Yeah, individually they might seem like small amounts, but I suppose they'll all add up over time as well. Just another area that you did touch on there briefly, prices for food and non-alcoholic drinks rose by 7.7% last month. Just very briefly, just explain to us how people can save on their grocery shopping.
Yeah, so there's kind of two sides to this, Jill. I mean, the first is, I mean, obviously, if you can cut things out, that's still a good way to save. The average Irish household spends almost €4,000 on alcohol and cigarettes. And the way that they are taxed, you know, it really is, from a financial perspective, it really is the worst purchase that you can make. So if you can cut out the cigarettes or reduce spending on alcohol, bang for your buck, you make an awful lot of money in doing that. The other is changing your grocery shop. A lot of people have done this already, but if you haven't done this, either going to the no-frills brands or the German discounters, that can save you around 30%. Okay. So those two things, Jill, you're looking at just from those two things, saving on average household, €3,500.
Okay, Mark Cohn, CEO of Money Sherpa, thanks for joining us.